Ruben.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Ben. And we're the host of the Four True Crime Idiots podcast.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Good.
Does it bother you, say guys?
Huh?
Does it bother you, I say guys?
No. Why?
Just making sure.
I don't care.
How's it going, Mike?
I'm great. I'm on vacation.
All right.
How long is your vacation?
That's good.
Oh, do you already have stuff?
9 days.
Do you already have stuff what you want to do, or you're just going to, like...
Wing it.
Wing it?
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
All right.
Air sauce. They're all broken. Let's scrub that later on. They're all broken. Luckily, I pulled out my old F4 or M4. Yeah. My G36s. The ones I got at Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
That's broken. The G36.
Where was Comic Con this year? Did y'all?
Edinburgh?
No. Go this year?
They said it was bad though.
Huh?
They said it was bad though.
Yeah, oh, really?
First day, right? Or second day?
The second day.
Oh, what happened? Was it just a lot of mishaps?
Light was out.
Yeah, the power to the storm. I forgot.
Yeah.
They still had it. They still had it even when the storm was coming through. I bet it was different without Jason Frank.
Well,
right?
It was like overnight. It was overnight, so there was
so in the morning there was no light.
Oh.
And then you get on to like the afternoon, right?
Yeah, sometime in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. And
so there was long lines.
Yeah, they can only let a certain amount of people in because of the rules.
Can you imagine with the heat after the rain and the humidity? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. And it was already taking forever to get in there even when...
And the people weren't... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, well, remember when we would go and it would take forever to get us to get in there, and that's when everything was going smoothly.
Okay, guys. Let's get on to the case.
All right.
What case are we covering today?
Felicia Barnes.
Was it unsolved murder?
Case
kind of. Yeah. Solved but unsolved.
Right.
It was solved but unsolved?
Got away.
Yeah.
We'll find out in a minute.
What segment's next?
The Idiot Criminal Club.
Welcome to the 4-2 Crime Idiots podcast, Idiot Criminal Club. And here is today's Idiot Criminal Club inductee. Take it away, Mike.
Man arrested after breaking into a jail. California man said he was fleeing a man with a gun. By Liz McGahan, user staff, posted August 21st, 2021. Guards usually don't have to watch for people break into a jail, so it's maybe only a little surprising that they didn't notice the man climbing over two fences, then scrambling up to a second floor door. An alarm went off in the Maple Street Correctional Center in Redwood City, California. And the correctional officer went to check it out. Investigation reports the source of the ruckus was Moises Dona Robles, 35, who was more than a little confused and under the influence of meth and alcohol. He was sitting in the lobby inside the facility. The officer who saw him did a double take. Robles was wearing street clothes in an area reserved for inmates. Robles told police he was fleeing a man with a gun. The San Mateo Daily Journal reports he admitted to being under the influence and also had other people's credit cards with him. He pleaded not guilty to some misdemeanor charges on Wednesday. It's not the first time someone has made an arrest incredibly convenient for police. In 2014, a man broke into a police station in Vermont and a woman in Pittsburgh trying to steal a car chose a cop car with a cop still in it.
Oh, my God. That one's even more funnier than this one.
I want to hear that story.
I want to hear that story, too. I mean, how did you not see the cops in there here? I mean, how do most people still, right? They break in by hot-wiring it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, unless they had the windows up and it was, like, extremely tinted.
Yeah,
but we can't have windows that tinted. Yeah. Well, here in Texas, I don't know about another state.
She was probably a high incidence.
She probably was. She probably even see him. Oh my God, that was too funny. I'm sorry.
So this guy just broke into jail?
Oh, so he broke into the jail because he was running from some guy with a gun?
That's what he was
supposedly.
Real cool with other people's credit cards, right? I mean,
maybe the guy he stole from was chasing him.
Right?
That could be it.
Maybe he stole it and the guy who was chasing him had a gun and was running from him. That's so... Let me go to the police station and I'm safe over there. Because police stations have, like...
Cop cars?
The cop cars all over. But, I mean, as soon as you walk in, you're going to see you wind up in a police station. They're all wearing their uniforms.
Maybe that was like a cup con.
Maybe he thought it was like a hospital or something. You know what I'm trying to get at? You know what I'm trying to get at? Like,
he was probably hiking.
Well, I think he did, right?
He was on meth.
I think he admitted that he was on meth.
Who knows what he was seeing?
Watch, the guy probably didn't even have a gun. He probably looked like he had a gun before he took off.
All right. Let's get into the main case now.
All right.
The murder of Felicia Barnes.
The murder of Felicia Barnes is believed to have occurred in Baltimore, Maryland on December 28th, 2010 in relation to a crime. Her body was recovered in the Susquehanna River on April 20th, 2011. A suspect was arrested but was later released because charges were dropped. Baltimore City Police considered the case the most vexing missing person case they had ever investigated. They labeled it as Baltimore's Natalie Holloway case.
Oh,
wow.
Let's talk about Felicia.
In relation to a crime, does that mean they're saying like she was murdered? Or do you think that...
Yeah, murdered.
And they didn't find her until like a year later? Until the following year in April?
Yep. Susquehanna.
The Susquehanna River.
Susquehanna River is on there.
Yeah. That's like... The river's like the place to go.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the victim.
Felicia Simone Barnes was born on January 12, 1994, at 16 years old at the time of her disappearance, and she was an honor student from Monroe, North Carolina. She was on track to graduate early and had plans to attend Towson University. She was visiting her relatives in Baltimore when she disappeared.
So she wasn't even from there. She was there.
No. Wow. So this must have been during obviously during a holiday break?
Yeah, I think so.
For her to be visiting relatives, right? Because she's 16.
Yeah.
But isn't that scary, though? Like, you send your kids out to go visit family and... Well, does she have friends over there? Like, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Maybe like a relative. Yeah, relatives.
Like, she has relatives, yes. But, like, visiting relatives, like, does she make friends?
Oh,
like, of her age, like, to go, like, I'm going to go visit my aunt and my uncle, but I have friends over there, too, so I'm going to go and hang out with them.
Yeah.
Or was, well, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Barnes and there she was believed to have disappeared while walking to the Reisertown Road Plaza in Baltimore from a nearby apartment complex on December 28th, the last day she was seen. Following her disappearance, she never used her cell phone or credit cards or updated her Facebook page.
So, she disappeared, right? Mm-hmm. And she wasn't using her phone?
No.
Or Facebook messages? Or the Facebook page?
She didn't use anything.
Well, I was saying, like, after she disappeared, she didn't update anything.
Yeah, so...
She didn't use her cell phone or her credit card. But they didn't find any of her belongings anywhere?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So they must have, they probably, like, got a hold of it and threw it? Or just left it there? Because if they think if she was walking, now then is it just to pull over and grab?
Yeah.
On January 22nd, America's Most Wanted aired a short feature during commercials.
So, they did a segment during commercials? He's dead, dude.
Oh, they probably did like a, like one of those, real quick, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, they do like a quick segment.
Not like an ad, but like a real quick segment. Yeah. Like, you know, they just pop during up the during the commercials.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Maybe
what they did was like, I wonder if they did like that ticker tape.
Yeah, maybe.
Like flashing, like if you have, cause it's been a long time since I watched America Most Wanted.
Yeah.
So, or actually any kind of like regular TV. I remember it too. They should bring it back.
Yeah,
I don't know why it stopped either. But I wonder if they did have like a little special thing where during commercials they just put it on there just to have, you know, to help out, like, you know, just real quick do a little. If you know anywhere about sperm, you know, for this person called. The 1-800-NUMBER and stuff like that.
Let's talk about the search.
3 months after her disappearance came a renewed effort for prayers and a $36,000 reward was offered. They have billboards placed along major highways advertising for clues on her disappearance. On April 9, 2011, Maryland State Police conducted a massive search of Patapsco Valley State Park using more than 100 members of law enforcement and volunteers. The search did not turn up Barnes' body, but another body with no ties to Barnes was found. Police declared themselves back to square one after the search did not find her.
So they found another body?
Yeah, they found another one, but it wasn't tied to her in any way.
Oh, it's tied to death?
Right.
What's D now?
In the same river, though? I mean, was how is there not ties to it?
Okay, wait. Oh, that's where they found that other body at the park?
While they were searching for her.
While they were searching for her, they found another one at the park. But they found hers at another river. Is that river at that park, too?
Yes, I guess so.
I wonder if that body's going to turn up to be somehow...
I don't think so. It's just...
That's weird, though, right? I mean, like, it kind of makes you think how many bodies are out there that no one's found.
Right.
That's kind of scary, too.
Friends and classmates of Barnes and Monroe held a carnival to raise money in her honor on April 9th.
Well, now we're going to talk about the discovery of body and the investigation.
At 7:30 a.m. on April 20th, 2011, workers spotted a body floating in the Susquehanna River near the Conowingo Dam. Police confirmed the next day through a tattoo and dental records that the first body was that of Barnes.
Oh, sweet. Was her?
Real quick, though. Wait, what? Oh, so the first... Wait.
The first one wasn't her. It was someone else.
Oh, it wasn't her?
No. Whenever they found another body. And it wasn't even related to the case.
That was the body that they found over there at the...
Park.
At the state park.
Yeah.
But I just Googled right now.
Okay, what did you Google?
I Googled to see if all these rivers and whatever is connected to this park, and it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people are leaving, or someone...
Just leaving bodies.
...are leaving bodies over there.
Or maybe they had a serial killer.
Because it says Susquehanna State Park is a public recreation area located at the banks of the lower Susquehanna River. No, wait. Nope. They're talking about Susquehanna State Park. I guess maybe not then. But people are leaving bodies at state parks over there.
Yep.
The body of the other victim, who turned out to be an adult male, was identified and deemed to be not connected to the case of Barnes.
So it was a male.
Yeah.
The only way they ever solved his murder, or if it was a murder.
I don't know.
Drowned. Police at the time did not rule out foul play. They said the investigation into forensics and determining how Barnes died and how she got to a location 45 miles from where she disappeared from could take weeks. On May 4th, following an autopsy, the death was officially ruled a homicide. The cause of death was determined but was withheld at the time for investigative purposes in fear of jeopardizing the investigation.
So they didn't want to give that information?
No.
I wonder how that helps.
I think it's so no one can, like, try to take credit for it, because you know you have those psychos that are kind of like, oh yeah, I did it, and they didn't really did it, they just wanted to be in jail because of some stupid reason.
Yeah.
But maybe they just wanted to be withheld as much as they can so they can make sure they got the right person.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, repeating what they were hearing on the news.
True.
That makes sense.
And so the suspect would know something.
Yeah. To be like, oh, well, we never said that. How do you know that? Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that's a good topic right there.
Mm-hmm.
On September 6th, WSOC-TV obtained court documents that showed Barnes' sister was attempting to obtain a restraining order against her former boyfriend, Michael Johnson, just 2 months following the disappearance. He was reportedly the last person to see Barnes alive.
Oh, so her sister's boyfriend.
Okay. Is her sister older, obviously?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Johnson's attorney stated that Johnson was not responsible for the murder, and that he had a new girlfriend and had moved on. Johnson had been questioned 8 times by police.
He said he had a girlfriend? Oh, no. He said he was in...
He was saying, yeah, that when they questioned him, he kept saying, well, he was denying that he did anything to her.
Yeah.
And that he moved on from the sister, that he has a new girlfriend, so... He was using that as a reason as to why he couldn't be charged with it, because I moved on already. Why am I going to go and, you know, harm?
People always move on, though. And still.
I know, but it becomes psycho, right?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing nowadays. People are all like, no, I moved on, but they're all stalking.
I know.
Or they're all like, late at night, hey, what are you doing? I thought you moved on.
Apparently not.
You're messaging late at night, hey, what are you doing? Yeah, I think it's right, because you can move on. People, because they can say they've moved on, but...
Yeah.
Secretly,
but not really move on. I wonder, like, what it takes for a person to get to that point where you have to get all psycho and just... You just see red and you just go off and you just kind of like have a blackout moment.
Yeah.
I was watching this clip on Facebook and it was this 12-year-old little girl who was getting arrested for stabbing her 9-year-old brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she herself was the one who called the cops.
Yeah.
And when they came to arrest her, she kept crying and crying and crying. They didn't show her face or anything or let out like her name or nothing. But she kept saying the cop had asked her like, well, what happened? Like, and all she kept saying was she didn't know. That she just got this urge in her to go and do it. And she, when she started, she said that didn't say how many times, but it was enough to where she was just kind of freaking out on her own. Like she was like, oh my God, what did I do? She's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was doing it. It just, I don't know. It just got in me to go and do it. And it's kind of like, but what took you to that level to where like, what was your brother doing? Cause I don't know. It didn't say the mom was asleep on the couch. When all this was going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the brother was doing to cause the 12-year-old to get raw. Like, I just backed out and I went and I did it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know what makes these guys.
Pulling up anger, I guess.
I guess. I'm not talking about the serial killer ones because those are a whole different case. But yeah. I'm just talking about the ones like right they here. Snap. Like they just snap and they.
Yeah.
It's like, go outside and hit the tree or something, dude. I'm going out there and. Murdering people just because you're raging right now.
On April 25th, 2012, Michael Johnson, the ex-boyfriend of Barnes House Sinister, was arrested after fleeing from police in connection with the disappearance and murder.
So after they questioned him those 8 times, they went ahead and went and arrested him or tried to?
Mm-hmm. If you're not guilty, why are you running?
Yeah.
Ah, because once you're a suspect, you can't go anywhere, right? Or do anything until they clear you? Is that how it goes?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I've never been a suspect.
Me neither. I hope to have to never do. Because I want to hold on. Be like, yep, he did it. I don't know.
At the time, police did not release details on the connection between Johnson and Barnes, only that Johnson was the last to see Barnes alive. During a hearing on April 27th, the first details of the murder became public. Assistant State's Attorney Lisa Goldberg testified at the hearing that Johnson asphyxiated Barnes in her sister's apartment and then carried her body out of the apartment in a 35-gallon plastic tub.
So they murdered her? So you strangled her?
So what? Maybe she wasn't walking? Maybe she, okay, so maybe that's a relative she was visiting her sister, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So maybe maybe she was out and about somewhere and you think maybe that he showed up demanding to see where the sister was at and he wasn't believing that she wasn't there. So
yeah,
he raged and took it out on the sister.
Yeah. Possibly.
Maybe he went to go talk to the sister about that restraining order. Wait, did she get that restraining order before the disappearance or after?
Well, following the disappearance.
So it was after her disappearance. She went to go. So why would he want to kill the sister, though, if it was after? What would make him want to do something to her sister if...
Maybe to get back at her?
But had they already broken up by then, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He was reportedly seen struggling to move the container. No motive for the murder was presented at the hearing, but it was reported that Johnson had just broken up with Barnes' sister.
So he broke up with the sister?
So he was the one who broke up with her, but then she filed a restraining order against him? It is kind of weird because I'm all confused now because questioned him 8 times and he denied it and he was saying that he had no reason to do it because he moved on already with a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And obviously he was the one who did the breaking up. So if he's the one doing the breaking up, why is she filing a restraining order against him? Because if you're the one who's doing the breakup, that means you wanted to do with that person. Yeah. So you're going to leave that person alone.
Obviously he wasn't.
So obviously, do you think the sister could have had something to do with it?
No.
Okay, but this is where I get confused though too, because it says that the state attorney, was there witnesses? Because if he's denying it, then why is she saying that he choked her out and then put her in a tub, a 35-gallon tub?
Maybe from the what's it called?
From the evidence?
The autopsy
from what they collected?
Yeah.
Okay, but when they found her in the river, was she in the gallon tub?
I don't think so.
So how do they know she was in a 35-gallon tub?
Because they were there speculating.
That's just speculation. Because he was seen moving that time.
And he was struggling.
So he was seen struggling to move the container.
Yeah.
But who saw him?
Neighbor.
Maybe neighbors.
But there's no motive for the murder?
Yeah,
this is where I get confused, because there's no motive for the murder, but he broke up with his sister. Unless after the disappearance, he was harassing the other sister, and that's why she got the restraining order.
Maybe.
But why are you going to harass someone you broke up with? If you moved on with another girlfriend.
That is true.
Moved on in quotations, like this. It's over, but I'm going to stalk you. Wow, that's an interesting case.
He or his lawyers claim that the 35-gallon plastic tub he was poorly seen struggling to move was to remove his belongings from her sister's apartment. But the tub has not been recovered or located.
So, okay. So, obviously, it must have been near in broad daylight, obviously.
Yeah.
And obviously, the parking is somewhere where it's parked far away. It's not real close, like some apartments are.
Yeah.
So, I get it now with the 35-gallon, because where are you going to put it? The body in. You can't carry the body because, I mean, what are you going to say? Oh, she's asleep. I got to move her.
That's why you didn't carry the gallon plastic tub.
But where would you dump a 35-gallon tub?
Well, they're saying that maybe he just used it for carriage.
But what do you do with it after?
That's another question for animal.
But you would think he already hit her in the tub.
Just throw it all together.
Well, yeah, I assume, like, in most cases you hear that, they just get them in the tub and just throw them in there.
But maybe...
He needed the tub?
Maybe before.
But maybe he got rid of it for the evidence. Maybe there was blood in there or something.
True. Maybe the tub was... What's it called?
Well, no, I'm wondering if he just kept it. Like, he just used it to put her body in, but he just, like...
Kept it
to himself, and he just hit it real well in his property, and no one's going to pay attention to him. You see it, you're going to think, like, no, it probably has water in there and whatever, you know?
Fire.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or the dump? The city dump?
Oh, the city dump?
I don't know, they check the city dump.
Would they even feel that they need to, though? Sorry, I keep talking.
I think if they, I don't know. You think they would, though?
Well, I'm saying that, because the witness is saying, well, he was struggling with it, like, okay, but, like, to begin with, how did this person know it was a 35-gallon tub?
Maybe, like...
Estimation.
Estimation, yeah.
You know, anyway, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. But, like, a guesstimation, you know?
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, they got that from the witness, so they know that there has to be some kind of tub involved.
Oh, yeah.
You find the body. I wonder, would they have to go back and look for it maybe in the river? Somewhere?
I'm pretty sure, maybe.
Maybe, like, he's walking and he just kind of, like, tossed it somewhere in a very heavily wooded area. They just need a...
But you wouldn't think it would just be swimming around the river?
Well, no, I'm saying... Oh, well, yeah, but, like, I'm saying, like, what if there's, like, a heavy wooded area and he just, like, tossed it in there?
Oh, in the woods.
In the woods area. You know what I'm trying to get at? But then I guess they only have so much where they can work with in areas, right?
Yeah.
Because they need to have, like... special permission to be like, hey, well, can we search this area? And very confusing case a little bit.
Yeah.
You picked a whodunit.
It had been reported that during the visit, Johnson had made Barnes feel uncomfortable. He had exchanged 500 phone calls and text messages with Barnes and considered her his little sister.
Wow. So he considered her his little sister.
That's what they said here. But
it's a weird little relationship for little sister.
Okay, if any of y'all watch the show True Crime Daily, they did a little segment on it, and it turns out she had a little crush on him.
Just Michael Johnson.
On the Michael Johnson guy here. And not only that, it turns out that him, his brother, the older sister, and Felicia Barnes did a sex tape.
Wow.
Yeah. This case is just, it's
got a little weird.
Got a little weird.
A little?
A lot weird. And I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
It seems like more like, way more than a little sister relationship.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, and then there was also reports that day of her disappearance that they had sex together, right? Is that what they had said? That him and Felicia had sex?
So.
I think so.
Because she was at home alone.
Yeah.
And he showed up. And that she was crying afterwards. So that's when he suffocated her. They didn't say the reason why she was crying.
Maybe she was going to break up with him or stop that?
Well, I mean, from what we see here, it was him that broke up with his sister. It could be maybe he didn't want nothing to do with her anymore. He got what he wanted. Yeah. He broke up with his sister. Maybe she asked, what about us? And he's just like, no, nothing's going to go on.
Yeah.
Is how easy 30, right?
For those 30s.
I mean, I don't know. But, wow.
Let's move on to the trial.
During the trial, Barnes' sister and Johnson's former girlfriend, Dina, testified that Johnson had followed Felicia to consume alcohol and had made sexual advances on her.
But then it was reported that she had a crush on him.
Yeah, that Felicia had a crush on him.
Okay, so during the trial, Barnes' sister and Johnson's former girlfriend, Dina, testified that Johnson had a... Okay, but my question is to the sister, though. How are you going to allow your boyfriend to intoxicate your little sister? And if you're not liking it, how come you're not putting a stop to it?
Yeah,
you... And I'm not...
Speak up.
Yeah, speak up. I would. I'd be like, hey, she's 16. She's going to be drinking. I don't care if she's with me or not. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I mean, she had to have seen...
What was going on?
What was going on. If he was being creeper with her... You know? And I know 16-year-olds, we all been that...
Naive
and stupid. We all been... Us girls have been, that age, infatuated with an older man. We all have.
Yeah.
We all had crushes on him and whatever.
Yes.
But if I think if I had a little sister and I see where she was crushing on my dude, I would have been like, what are you doing?
You need to stop.
You need to stop doing that. And then I would have been like, and you over here need to stop feeding her this alcohol. Yes. Like, what are you doing? Like... I don't know, but that's just me. I've always been one of those ones that...
And then he made sexual advances on her, so at that point, she should have dropped him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, at that point, like, why are you allowing him to break up with your ass when you're seeing this?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you need to drop him and be like, hey, you know what? I'm not liking how you are around my little sister, and don't be doing that. But how do you allow your little sister... to be in a sex tape with you, your boyfriend,
and his brother,
knowing that she's 15, these guys are in their 30s, you're in your, I don't know how old his sister is, but, like, really? And of course, the 16-year-old is going to go along with it, because she wants to show this 30-year-old, like, hey, I'm down, I'm cool, I'm up for whatever.
Mm-hmm. Not a good situation.
Mm-mm. It's not.
A neighbor testified that he had seen Johnson carrying a container out of the apartment. The one Barnes was believed to have been transported in. It could the criminal testify that he had helped Johnson dispose of the body?
Oh.
That was?
So he had, I guess, a petty criminal testified that he helped dispose of the body. And then he even, they didn't say he confessed too, right? On the show we watched?
Yeah,
because he was saying...
He confessed to the guy.
He confessed... Was it... Whose neighbor was it? Wait, but when he was saying... Did he move into the same apartment... As the ex, or was it another apartment that he moved into?
Well, he was at the ex's apartment.
He was moving out.
He was moving out, so he was moving the stuff. So was that the neighbor from the ex?
The ex's apartment.
That was asking?
Yeah.
And he said that he was the one that might, that Johnson had told him that he killed?
No. It was the criminal.
Oh, okay.
The inmate, or where he is. And then apparently the neighbor asked Michael Johnson if he needed help.
Okay,
and
but
he said, no, leave me alone.
Well, yeah, because look, like I said, like, I'm the type of person who I'm not going to be ugly with strangers.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm real cautious with strangers also. Like, I'm real, like, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah, whatever. But, no, I'm okay. I got it. Even though I'm struggling. But I just don't want you inside my place. Yeah, like, I don't need you in my personal space.
I understand. You're a girl.
Well, yeah, but even if I was a guy, I feel like I would have been like, no, dude, I got it. You know what I'm trying to get?
True, I guess. Machoism.
Yeah, well, the machoism, but like, but maybe he's just the type of person who's like, more like, he doesn't want no one to help because he doesn't want no one in his business. You know what I'm trying to get?
Because he's moving the body.
Well, moving the body, but like, maybe it wasn't a body. Like, what if it actually was junk in there and he just doesn't want no one to help him because he just didn't want no stranger being around him or in his place or just in general.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The defense argued that no physical evidence proved that Johnson was the killer. The defense also stated that the case was entirely circumstantial and that Johnson did not have time to kill Barnes. Same Department of Forensic Evidence and disposed of the body within the time frame given. And altogether, he had no motive to commit the crime.
Well, here's the thing.
He suffocated.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was nothing to clean. Like you said, there was no blood. There was no, like, where he had to wipe down walls.
Yeah.
Maybe fix the bed. If it was in the bedroom and that's where he did it, okay. Yeah. But even at that,
there is motive.
There is a motive, but no one knows the motive because no one's saying what the motive is.
Yeah.
We can all guess what the motive was about. But, I mean, but did he already have that gallon inside the apartment or did he go? See, that's a big question.
That was paper trail.
Did he bring it?
He bought it
to put stuff. He bought it, but like, did anyone see him take it inside or was it already in there? See, now that's premeditated murder because then if he bought it, left it inside, then he already knew he was going to be doing this.
That's true.
Unless, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Yep.
Unless he bought it that day with the intent of getting his stuff. She was there. Shit went down. That happened. He had that. So let's put her in there.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking. The sister knows more. I feel like the sister knows more. But she doesn't want to say anything because she doesn't want to look bad.
Yep.
Because everyone's going to be all like, she was visiting you. That was your little sister.
You didn't protect her.
Sure, it looks bad.
I get...
The video alone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can get, if you guys are drinking by yourselves, okay, it's just you and her. But then you bring in your boyfriend, you bring in the boyfriend's brother.
Here's another thing. I wonder if she knew that Felicia had a crush on
him. That's what I'm saying. Like, she had to have seen, like, little, like,
signs
and little, like, why is she being like that with him and why is she wearing that around? Well, but then again, nowadays, how these teenagers are dressing, they don't care who they're around. They're going to wear their booty shorts with their tank tops. They don't care. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
So, but that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but if she had a crush on him, so, of course, you're going to want to look good in front of the guy you have a crush on so he can notice you.
Yeah.
Of course, these idiots are going to go and pick up on him because these older guys that like to go for these younger girls that young, you know, trying to get at. Like, if they're already 21, all right. But, like, when they're that young and you're going for them still.
Under 18
and you're 30.
Yeah.
That says a lot about your character, too.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't get where she didn't see that, or the moment she saw it, is when she should have put a stop to it.
Yep.
And I think that's why she doesn't want to go any further, because she's just as guilty.
Yeah.
For allowing it. Yeah. And it's hard because it's kind of like, well, you don't know the situation, but at the same time, it's kind of like, no, I don't. But at the same time,
it still doesn't
look right. And the cops never talked to the sister, questioned her. They just right away was just kind of like
focusing
on him. I mean, as soon as that sex tape, if I was the cop, would have gone back and would have been like, hey, well, your ass is getting arrested for allowing that shit to happen.
They're
questioning her. Like, how did this happen?
Maybe they did.
And who's the one who brought up, who's the one who suggested the sex tape? Who's recording it?
I think her dad said she thinks it was Michael Johnson.
Who suggested it?
Mm-hmm.
You see? I don't care how drunk I am. I think I would have been like, I was sober real quick. You want what? I would be like, oh, y'all need to go.
So shit-faced.
But even if it's suggested, I would have sober up real quick and been like, wait a minute, what? Like, you want to do what?
Yeah.
But she was underage too. Like, you would think the cops would bring up some charges of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's,
at least that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have motive for her killing. But you can't get them for having sex with an underage.
The sex tape, with
a minor. You're 30, having sex with her, there's video of it. So yeah, that's true. Why is he in jail for that?
Well, maybe it was the brother having sex with her.
But they all knew. They can get charged with something.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Michael Johnson, not the brother.
Well, yeah, but he has a point though, because they were all there.
Yeah.
All grown adults. No one put a stop to it.
They
were all encouraging it. You know, I'm trying to get it. So how come they're not all being questioned for that?
That's true.
Or is it like a sex tape that's been floating around and no one's seen it?
Well, she's
She didn't want to talk about it. She's like, let's just focus on what we need to focus on, right? Yeah, on justice and what she didn't want to go through all that because I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah. On February 6, 2013, Johnson acquitted of first-degree murder but convicted of second-degree murder. Sentencing was scheduled for March 20th. Johnson could have received up to 30 years in prison. Johnson's attorney sought a new trial, alleging that the prosecution bolstered the credibility of the petty criminal who testified on their behalf. At Michael Johnson's sentencing hearing on March 20th, the judge threw out the murder conviction and ordered that he receive a new trial.
Okay, so they threw out that trial because they couldn't depend on the witness?
The witness, I guess.
That's why he needs a new trial?
Yeah, I guess.
So when this trial comes up, wait, how many trials has he had already?
Three.
This is the third one. They're still waiting for reports on the third one?
No.
They already convicted him. No, he didn't.
He didn't get convicted.
That's right. Because no one knows what the hell's going on. There's so many stories and like in between that no one wants to talk about them. Everyone, you know what? I have a feeling there's a lot more than just that dude involved because no one's talking. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah. So they just didn't believe the petty criminal.
Yeah, on his behalf, on what he was saying. So that's where they went ahead and get him a mistrial.
Yeah.
Johnson's new trial was originally set for February 21st, 2014, but was postponed until April 28th, 2014 at the request of his new attorneys. On January 20th, 2015, Judge John Addison Howard dropped out charges against Michael Johnson, stating there was insufficient evidence to continue the trial.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, no one wants to talk.
It's hard to be the prosecution in this case.
Yeah, because there's nothing.
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence at all. It's all.
It's all circumstantial.
Yeah, it's all he said, she said. But what if the sister walked in on them having sex that day? And maybe that's why she was crying, but no one's going to say anything. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Oh, the bar solution.
Mm-hmm. When her and Johnson were having sex that day that she got killed? Is that what they're saying?
I think that's what I understood.
Maybe the sister walked in on him. Because, I mean, why else would you cry after sex? Unless it was, you know, your first time. But, I mean, even after that. Huh?
Maybe she didn't like his performance.
Maybe she realized she didn't have that crush. No, but maybe she walked in. Maybe there was a big argument. And maybe the sister walked off and she wouldn't shut up and he just snapped and he choked her out.
Yeah.
No, man.
I do believe the sister knows something because right after she disappeared, she put that order on him.
That restraining order on him, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like she knows a whole lot more than she wants to say, but she doesn't want to say it because it's going to make her look bad in the light.
Yeah.
But I mean,
focus on
that instead of, and I get that because she wants justice for her sister, but.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to face your consequences and deal with what you got to deal with if that's what you want and say what you know. Because you already knew that he was over here giving her alcohol and making sexual advances on her.
Yep.
Maybe that's why. But I feel like the sister knows a whole lot more than she's leading on. I mean, you hear stories.
This guy getting convicted should be more important than how she's looked at.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she knows... For sure that he's the one who did it, then she needs to say, yes, he did it because this, and this. And I bet you anything, at the end of it, it's all going to boil down to that sex tape. Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
On March 30th, 2018, after a third trial, Johnson was acquitted of all charges related to the murder of Felicia Barnes.
He was acquitted?
Yeah, that was just their trial. Remember, they can't get him anymore, so even if evidence is...
Maybe they should have charged him with it.
Until they have fully got
evidence.
Well, see, this is where I get confused with all the court systems and all that. It's just like, how much evidence do you need for you to proceed on charging that suspect for their crime? Mm-hmm. Do you need like just that one little piece of evidence? Or do you need like a whole shitload of evidence to be like, okay, this is our guy. Right?
Yeah.
This is where I get confused at, because I don't know how much evidence they need. If they need a lie or just that one piece or just something that connects them. Because, like, we're all saying...
Something that connects them.
Something that connects them. So, what's something that connects them? the sex tape. Yeah. Let's look into the brother. Let's look into the Johnson dude. This, and including the sister, because yeah. I don't believe that she doesn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I think she knows more than she's leading on, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to say it.
Sister, you should get justice.
Exactly. I would have been like, you want to discuss the sex tape? Okay. This is what I remember.
Yeah.
From that point on, I don't remember, but up to that point,
yeah.
this is what we did. And then after that.
Make sure, I don't know. I think I should wait until you got more evidence.
A lot more evidence. Go look for that tub.
Because now they can't do anything.
No. Even if they did find anything 10, yeah. 11 years later, all they can say is like, yeah, he did it. So now we have this. How old is he now?
So how does that work? So you're going to get fine evidence?
Yeah, even if they find evidence, they can't.
They can't
charge him again because
yeah.
they had all those times doing it and they couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can't recharge him with murder, but maybe they can a lesser charge. Mm-hmm. But then that
defeats the purpose. You're only going to be with for like 2 years for. Mm-hmm. They should have gotten him with that having sex with a minor.
Okay.
Unless they saw in the video that she was consenting to it, but either way, you're having sex with a minor.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I wonder if any reporters would have been like, no, I don't want to talk about that sex tape. So we're not gonna focus on that right now. We're gonna focus on that sex tape. What are you covering up? I wonder if that reporter wanted to say that, because I would have. I would have been like, no, we're not gonna focus on that right now. I'm asking you about this. Mm-hmm. And whether it's your dude's idea to do it or whatever, just talk about it. But they don't really discuss exactly what happened to her, though, right? Like, other than she was choked?
No, she was, what's it called?
Suffocated. Yeah. And then that she was suffocated, but like, they didn't say like, okay, yeah, it looked like she was raped or mm-hmm. she had, you know,
yeah.
bruises on her body from this and that.
They haven't mentioned that before.
I don't think she was raped because they'd have the DNA evidence.
Right, they would have said like, oh, she found, you know,
semen. So maybe they didn't have sex right before.
Maybe.
That's true.
Maybe they may.
The water washing, I don't know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. But they would see if she had any kind of trauma inside, I think, right? They would determine if she had sex or not that day or a day before. Even if, I think even if the semen isn't there,
mm-hmm.
they could determine if they had intercourse or not.
Yeah.
If the semen is still there, then yeah, they're able to determine, like, yeah, it's this guy, I think.
Yeah.
On the 1 year anniversary of Barnes' disappearance, a vigil was held by family and friends in her memory at the believed site of her disappearance. Her father stated he did not believe she was murdered after having gone out and that whatever took place was in an apartment. Police said they are closer to solving the case but did not want to divulge details in order to avoid jeopardizing the investigation.
Barnes' half-brother, Brian, joined the Baltimore Police Department in 2012, inspired by the work Ted was dead.
That's cool. So, okay, her father says that he doesn't believe that she left the apartment.
No,
she was murdered in the apartment.
Yeah, because in the beginning, remember, people were thinking that maybe she got abducted while she was walking to somewhere to...
Yeah, it's already walking.
Yeah, because it's walking to the Reisterstown Road Plaza.
So she wasn't, like,
he thinks that
everything. He believes not.
Yeah, he believes everything took place at the apartment and not somewhere else.
So, like, the new police evidence that is it for someone else?
Man, I don't know. But they're always saying that they want to jeopardize an investigation.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess it's something they have to say.
I guess. But what are they going to do, though? What are they investigating? Because if he's acquitted, they can't try him again.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the satisfaction of, you know, like, hey.
True.
But that means now, though, right? Like, if he does anything like this again. But, like, what if he... Well, I mean, he would have to get caught again, right? Mm-hmm. If he does this again?
Yeah.
But see, I wonder if there's any history of him going after teens, though.
I'm pretty sure they would have said something else.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough case.
It was very tough and very confusing and very... What the hell? I'm still shocked over that sex tape.
And how they didn't bring charges on anybody for that.
I know. Was that part of their, they didn't want to ruin the investigation too?
Maybe. It's just, I don't know. I think I messed up by charging.
Too many times.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think when they let him out the first time,
just wait.
Just collect whatever you need to collect. Mm-hmm. Go and
I mean, it takes like years.
Well, that's my
week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that the sister knows something.
It feels like it.
Right?
Yeah.
She's not very...
Not trustworthy?
But... No, not trustworthy, but she saw enough...
To know.
To know something was up. Whether Barnes and Johnson were having an affair, I don't know. I don't know about that. But, I mean, she was seeing her boyfriend making sexual advances on her sister.
Yeah.
But I think at any age, if your boyfriend's making sexual advances on your sister, you would think you would want to dump him right then and there. Unless that's what she did.
That's why he killed her.
And that's why he killed her. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah.
Maybe Dina didn't, you know, that's why she dumped him. I don't know. Was it right after the sex tape that you dumped him, or was?
We don't know the timeline of when the sex tape occurred. Was,
right?
But it came out like mysteriously, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, maybe someone's trying to say like Dina's not as innocent as she thinks she is, as a sister. Look what she allowed for her little sister to happen to her little sister.
And it's all for this case.
It was a good case, but very confusing.
Hope you all enjoyed this episode of the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast.
Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to our podcast. And please follow us, the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast, on all of our social media platforms. All of the links will be in the description.
Until the next episode,
stay safe.
Beware of your surroundings.
Be vigilant. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.